96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. 20 years ago, they came from near and very far for the Million Man March, a day of atonement, a day of absence. But in less than 2 weeks, the Justice or Else rally marking the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March will happen on the National Mall here in Washington, D.C. We're talking about that tonight with Ishmael Muhammad, National Assistant to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. We want to know from our listeners tonight, are you planning to attend that rally or are you going to sit it out? Why or why not? Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. Certainly, you can tweet me at HFisherWHUR. I'd love to get a tweet from you as well. Brother Muhammad, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show this evening.
Let me, first of all, ask you, how are things going for the Justice or Else rally coming up 1 week from this coming Saturday?
Things are going quite well. Minister Farrakhan has crisscrossed the country on a very regular schedule, taking him from the West Coast to the East Coast into the South, down into Florida, cities here in the Midwest region, and in the Northeast and Eastern Corridor. The response of the people has been tremendous and very positive, and we anticipate a very great gathering of strong men and women who want to stand with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and make a stand for themselves as we stand for the hurt and the pain of first our mothers and families that have lost loved ones to violence, that is street violence, and also those mothers, fathers, and families that have lost loved ones to police brutality. And we stand for the hurt and the pain of our ancestors and all of those who have fought and sacrificed and given their lives to see our people's condition improved. And even though the March of 1963, it was for freedom and jobs. And before 63, it was announced, Abraham Lincoln in 1865, that we were free. And for those of us who believe that we are in fact free, that's fine, but there's no joy to being free if you don't have justice. That's why we're coming back to Washington, D.C., to make a firm and definitive demand for justice.
How would this rally, how would you characterize this rally when compared to the Million Man March of 1995? Again, in 95, it was, there were so many moving pieces, but certainly it was portrayed as a day of atonement and a day of absence. Million Man March, specifically addressing issues related to black men. How is this different?
Well, it is different in that the march of 20 years ago focused on specifically the black man. And that call that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan made resonated in us as men. And it was at a time where we were being portrayed and depicted in the media as criminals and thugs and gangsters and murderers. So our coming together 20 years ago gave to the world a vastly different picture of the black man in America. And we came under the theme of atonement, reconciliation, and responsibility. And we did not go to Washington to make a demand of our former slave masters. We didn't make a demand and petition the government. We went to make a demand of ourselves to accept the responsibility to be better fathers and protectors, providers of our women and our children and builders of our community. So 20 years later, we're going back, this time to make a demand of the government. That is the major difference between the march of 20 years ago and our coming back to Washington on 10-10-15. This time we will put before the government a program that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has that will deliver us from the oppression and the tyranny of our open enemy.
We are talking about the Justice or Else rally coming up on the 10th of October. That is 1 week from this coming Saturday. Of course, it's going to be marking the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. I'm talking to Ismail Mohammed. He is the National Assistant to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam. He is also the son of the late Elijah Muhammad. If you want to get in on this conversation, you can give us a call right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Want to know, are you going to attend? If so, why? If not, why not? Kenny, calling from Northeast D.C. Thanks for calling, Kenny. What is on your mind?
I will not be attending this year because I did attend 20 years ago, in which I brought my 22-year-old son, who was 2 years old. And one of the major reasons is because there was a lot of unfulfilled promises. Now, my question to Brother Muhammad is this. When you said you're going to come to D.C. and demand from the enemy, which is the government, how do you think that's going to sit with the government that you're calling them your enemy, but you're going to make demands from them? I'll let you speak.
Thank you, brother.
Go right ahead.
You still have to make your demand of those whose responsibility is to give justice to its citizens. So it makes no difference at all whether or not that is your enemy, foe, or friend. The fact that we have to put before the government our legitimate grievances and let them respond to our grievances is the right thing and an intelligent thing, and is what history has shown us. Then when people are denied justice, they have to at some point make a stand. And then they have to go to those that deny them justice united and with unified action that will force the justice that we seek. So we are not just going to Washington with some false expectation that the government will change towards us or that our stand will bring about the kinds of things that we are looking for, but we have to put before the government what is their responsibility where our people are concerned. And, again, bringing that theme from 20 years ago, we still have the responsibility to change our own condition. And I want to say, brother, there weren't any promises made 20 years ago. There was a pledge made by the men on that mall.
Okay.
That march accomplished its objective that it was set out to accomplish by its convener, Minister Louis Farrakhan. It was our pledge. So wherever we have failed in our cities, That's on us, but it's not on the convener of that march 20 years ago, because we made a pledge that we would go back and make a difference, and many of us did.
Let me go back to the phone lines, Brother Muhammad. Let me go back to the phone lines here. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Of course, we're talking about the Justice or Else rally coming up 1 week from this coming Saturday on October 10th. Are you going to go or not? Not like to hear from you, Brandon, calling from Fort Washington. What's on your mind, Brandon?
This is Ben in Fort Washington.
Okay, go right ahead.
And yes, I was there 20 years ago, and I don't plan on going this year. I am disgusted with the police brutality and the unjustified police killings. First of all, I'd like to say that. But I'm also disgusted with the black-on-black crimes and murders. And when that's addressed, everyone wants to turn the other cheek and don't want to talk about it. That needs to be addressed. You know, sure, when someone outside of our race kills one of us, we want to burn down the cities and loot and rob. But when the guy across the street kills the other guy, oh, no snitching. I didn't know anything. We have
That's
to stop
right.
being the biggest hypocrites on the face of this planet and address the genocide of killing our own race. And until that's addressed, I'm not going to any more marches.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Brother Muhammad.
That's a very good point that he makes, and we have made that point. And the minister has spoken to this in all of his messages, that we in the black community have a fight on two fronts, and it's not just taking to the government and to challenge our government for justice, but we cannot challenge our government and overlook what is happening in our own neighborhoods. We can't pass by the killings and the abuse and the rapes and the robberies and the crimes we commit on one another and focus on the government as though we have done what needs to be done in our own backyard. Our thrust towards the government is ever weakened by our lack of concern and adequate attention to what is going on in the inner cities. We can't ask the white man to stop killing us when we are the biggest killers of each other.
Well, hold that point. I want to take one more call before I go to a break. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. John, calling from Maryland. John, go right ahead.
Yes, I've been listening to the conversation. Yes, I did attend 20 years ago with my son. No, I will not be attending this year because I'm unclear as to what demands are being made, who's making these demands, what are the demands, and who are you representing with these demands. I mean, I was never asked what my demands were, so you're representing a group of people, but do you actually know what all the demands are from the people, or are these just something that you come up with yourself?
Brother Muhammad, quickly, I've got to go to a break in about 30 seconds. Go right ahead.
Well, then I'll wait till you come back because I can't give a 30-second sound.
Well, then hold that point because and John, I'll let you hold on so that you can hear the answer. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. That's 855-288-4876. You can also hit me up on Twitter, hashtag The Daily Drum. That's hashtag The Daily Drum. I'll see your point. Also, please stay with us. That's Giovanna, John, Keith. This conversation will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We will continue the discussion about Justice or Else coming up 1 week from this Saturday on October 10th. It will be marking the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March. Don't hang up. We continue this conversation on the other side on SiriusXM Channel 141.
The Howard University.